The pandemic has been a distinct challenge for museums, art galleries, theaters, basically most places we would go to gather with other people in close quarters. And the Phoenix Art Museum has had to push through the past 2 years or so with inconsistency at the top of the organization. Mark Koenig took over as interim director when the previous director left for another job, and then COVID-19 arrived. The museum then hired Timothy Rogers as its director last summer, but he left earlier this year after a relatively short time in the position. That has left Koenig as interim director once again. But the current situation is at least somewhat better. More attendees are visiting the museum, and it just received its first grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities in nearly a decade. And Mark Koenig is with me to discuss those developments and more. Mark, what is the current state of the Phoenix Art Museum?
I think that things are going amazingly well at the museum at the moment. We weathered the pandemic relatively well, thanks to the generosity of our donors and of the community and of the foundations and government support that we received. We've done some exciting things in the exhibitions that we have coming up, as well as what's currently open in the museum. I just feel like we've started a new chapter. So there's a lot of excitement, anticipation for this organization moving forward.
Does a new chapter, Mark, when it comes to this, also involve sort of a combination of going back to basics, but also realizing the need to move forward? Is there a perfect combination to be found there, maybe?
Well, we're working on that perfect combination, quite frankly. But I think part of it is going back to basics. We have a fabulous collection of art, more than 20,000 objects within our collection. And so many of our upcoming exhibitions are focusing on that, our beautiful collection. And I think we're reevaluating, you know, some of our educational programs and some of our outreach programs at the moment. We're living in a very different world, I think, after the pandemic, or hopefully the pandemic will be over soon for all of us. So I think there's a combination of both, actually. I think we have some learning to do on how to move forward, but we're going back to basics in some other areas as well.
Is part of that a reassessment, and maybe temporary, but where museums are and how people use museums now?
Absolutely. It's a complete reassessment of that. And I think we're still probably all learning what that means for the museum world at the moment. As I mentioned, we're reevaluating our education outreach programs to the community and what best fits for the community of Phoenix and the Valley on a wider basis. So I think most museums are probably going through some gazing and figuring out what the best way is to move forward.
So I mentioned some of these news releases we've received, and
yes,
I'll ask you about a few of them. So one is the museum receiving the first major NEH grant since 2012. When people hear NEH, that is a big deal. So what does that mean for the museum?
It is. We are thrilled to receive that grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. It's the first one, as you mentioned, that we've received since 2012, and the largest NEH grant we've ever received in the museum's history. And we are really grateful for that support from the National Endowment of the Humanities. It is supporting, as you mentioned, the landscapes of extraction, the art of mining in the American West. And there's also a related catalog that has been published to support that exhibition.
With Philip Curtis and the landscapes of Arizona, as part of what we discussed about where the museum is right now, certainly for many years, it was seen as in addition to many other things, a real staple of Western art. How much does this exhibition play into that? And how important do you think that is, even as the museum evolves?
I think it's very important, quite frankly. And we're thrilled to be able to reopen the Ullman Center for the Art of Philip C. Curtis. That actually is reopened. It reopened on October 28th. And as you know, we closed that gallery in 2017, for some major work on the building, but also for an installation of the Shore Collection, which was a European collection loaned to us. But the Curtis works have always been incredibly important to the museum, but I think also to the Valley and Arizona more generally. I mean, you know, he is an artist that worked extensively here, and we are grateful for the support he gave us. And I think it's an important pieces to have on display as part of our heritage here in the Valley.
Mark, let me throw one in specifically for you. So this is the second time you've been put in the position of interim director. So can I ask you what that is like as someone who working for the organization and having to step in and play a role like this? Has it been easier the second time around? How does that work for you?
I think it's been, well, it has been a bit easier the second time around, and I'm very honored that the board has entrusted me with this great responsibility. It has been a bit easier. I kind of have a better understanding of the organization and its workings. Obviously, we're looking forward to getting a new director in as soon as we possibly can. But the first time around when I was interim director, that's when the pandemic hit. So we had to make a lot of tough decisions. And it's more exciting this time as we coming out of the pandemic, and we're really blooming, I think, and blossoming as an organization again.
Sounds like the fall and the winter coming are going to be really, really strong points for the Art Museum. Do you have expectations as far as how many people you might get in and how many people might see online?
Well, I will say that our attendance, frankly, is still not where we were 2 years ago before the pandemic, but it continues to grow. And I will also say what I take great pride in, I think, and great pleasure is that we have more people coming in that are paying to come into the museum versus coming in during free time. So we're doing the right things, I think, because people are willing to come and pay to see what we're doing, which is a great benefit because financially it certainly helps us a lot.
And Mark, that's extremely interesting because it comes back to what I was asking you before about the combination of when it's a stalwart like the Phoenix Art Museum, you have the traditional, but the exhibit related to more of the 60s art, there is kind of that balancing act we come back to.
There is. I think we need to, obviously, we love the going back, as you said, to the basics and having our collection out there. But it's also, we have to stay relevant to the community. So we have to do interesting and exciting things as well. I will say, I think one of the things that Tim Rogers, our previous CEO, instituted, which I think has been very successful, has been exhibitions that combine various pieces of our collection to tell a story. And to really, accentuate the art that's there. So, for example, our European gallery now has not only European paintings, as you would expect, but also those play off current contemporary pieces that have used those older pieces for inspiration. We have fashion in there that plays off those. It's just a really much more interesting, in-depth, engaging exhibition than we may have had in the past.
And that is Mark Koenig. He is the interim director and CEO of the Phoenix Art Museum. Mark, good to talk with you. Thanks.
Steve, thank you very much.